Okay. So today is our last year in Inyanei Mila for this Limud. I thank everyone for coming. Lamed Vav is the Lamed Vav shir. So I decided to do just some random topics that we didn't do yet. And as any Limud is, there's always more to say and more to do. So we try to cover up about all the topics. Okay, so the first halacha here is let me tell. Is the discussion of Meis Machmas Mila. You know, I was speaking to Dr. David Horowitz the other week, and he was telling me that there are some situations where he heard this from Dr. Fuld, Rabbi Fuld, who's a mile in Queens, that sometimes there are kids who have problems with the clotting, and they don't let the mile know beforehand, you know. And that could be, you know, a problem, obviously. So Isha Shemola Benar Rishon Umeis Machas Mila Shechshila Eskocho. So he died. V'chein Mola Es Hasheni Umeis Machas Mila Bemi Bal Rishon Bemi Bal Hasheni. So the third one, they shouldn't be mal bezmano, because chas v'sholom could happen again. So we wait till.
The issue is hemophilia, that's not going to make a difference.
Right. If it's hemophilia, it's not going to make a difference, right. So, I guess they thought that it was other issues. So, actually, Yagdil Vizchazik Kocho. So, what is this, actually, Yagdil Vizchazik Kocho? So if you take a look, there's a interesting tshuva in the Avnei Nezer about this. Take a look on page 8. So let's see what he says. He says, "Dvar ha'isha shemala benar rishon umeis sheni umeis." So here he writes, "Kilo yochlu latzor hadam al kein meis."
No, the Gemara says by in Shabbos. Gemara is the same case.
Right. So they couldn't stop.
That's where the Rambam gets it from.
Yeah.
Not exactly the way he does it. The Gemara is talking about the color of the baby.
Yeah. The Yel Rishon will have both. Yel Rishon Chatach Ma'at Mizeh Begid. Ta Yodo Shlishi Hu Ben Shana. Ha Yelodim Rishon Ha Yubrim Lo Yerokim Velo Adumim. Gam Hayel Hazeh Bari. So this third son seems to be Bari. He's a year old. Shol Machma Shematzah B'Tshuvas Rabbi Kivega Chadoshas. That Rabbi Kivega in the Tshuva Shekhosav L'Hamtin Erech Shana Sheyagdil. You should wait a year. Yischazek koch hayeled. V'yepanav zehuvim. Ubuli shum chulshos koch. So he says. So Rabbi Kivega says you should wait a year. So now he's a year old. So, So are we ready to have the bris or not? We're ready to have the bris or not. So he writes here, take a look on page 9. The first arrow. Vatanavar, Hirish Advam Shakosav Rambam, Achiyagdo Vizchazik Kocho. Vinei Das, I know the Behud of Rabbi Kivege, Shehevi, for the words of love, Godless Yud Gimel Shona. Achiyagdil doesn't mean bar mitzvah, but Rag Godlok Tzas. So I know the view that Tzivul Amul Ba'odo Ben Gimel Shonim. Efter Gamim Haya Otsoyer Migem Shonim Yem Mitzvul Amulo.
It could be very painful.
Yeah. Rabbi Kivager Tzivul Amul Ben Shonim. If he looks healthy. So he has these different shitas of what's Asher Yagdil. So if you look, there's a tshuva in the Eretz Tzvi of the Kozhik Lover. Regarding this Shaila. Take a look on page 12 for a second. Nashulin doni doni kola poskim achronim kulam poskim kedas Rambam b'shulchan aruch liyamtim b'chi yagdil v'yischazik kocho. Right, that's another Behuda. Panav Tzohavos, he looks, he doesn't look pale. Ruddy. He looks like...
Ruddy, yeah.
Yeah.
It sounds like jaundice.
Yeah, but he doesn't mean, he means like a person who's pale is a person who's thriving. Shemar part of Tzuvim ve'im near about Toshes Koch. Well, so he says, you can see that part in the Avnei-Nezer. The Avnei-Nezer has a third shita. Take a look back on page 9. He says, Asher Yagdil Godol Mamish. After the second arrow, two, three lines down. First word in line is the Asher Yagdil Godol Mamish. So he holds that it has to be Bar Mitzvah.
That's the Taz.
Yeah. So he says, what's this notion of being bar mitzvah? So he says like this, back in the Kavod Glover, page 12. He says that he says we'll look in the bottom of page 12 on the left right side. Whereas shluchei mitzvah is if you're the bal mitzvah, so then shluchei mitzvah in nizokin. Aval odom acher eni yochel vater domo shaltino kosmachzeh. But you can't say, well, I'm going to give the bris to him, because, and he's not going to be, it's only your own mitzvah. Then he has died the klusha yishlomo otam lezel fi mashkos v'rambam. So the Kashuk lover was a big mefalto. He wants to say, based on the Rambam, yesh chesha did no sin shenifran mimenu, o b'barav haktanim, shebarav shal odam haktanim, shein behem das, v'lo higiyu l'klal mitzvahs, kind of a, Masha meis kodem shebo l'chal mitzvahs efsho sheye ba'ovon ha'av Masha yeh b'shas mila. So no, take the next paragraph. Od yesh lomer tam lezev misha kosev ha'rambam mer nevuchim tach hashkoches Hashem yizborach ala odam b'mtzos ha'dovuchu ha'seichel ha'noveh ala odam, that there's a corollary between the person's seichel and hashkoche protis. So he says, and that's all, that's neshama. So basically his idea is that hashkacha pratis comes in when a person has his full neshama, and that's when he has his full seichel, and that's when he is 13. So he says, so that's why im kein mar raim masha shmeis be kanus u machmas milo shlo havi bo az adayn han sham shgar mashkach protis yose. So he wants to say that you wait till 13, that's when he's going to have, because even though he's, you know, bari at 10 or 9, but if we want to wait till 13, because that's the time that he has the extra hashkach protis. Yeah. Okay, ram shulchan shulchan chay seyem bo beis shunim utova.
It's not all that far from the Mila. It's not all that far from where they do the Mila.
Yeah, the Mila Shekhan Rakhla Ovi. So he says on the next page, page 13. So he says, Mrs. Mila Shekhan Rakhla Ovi, or La Bezdin, La Cotton, second line, who Oz Kemo Kepitz Mitzvah. So there is one aspect is the hashkacha pratis shabo, and the other one is in other words, normally we have a concept of the mitzvah's megin. So he wants to say that's only when it's his mitzvah. So the bris mila after 13 also has the mila that the mitzvah is making. Mashenke shenimo begadluso says mitzuve u mitzvah beidne de osigba megno matzla. Okay, emor chazaka shokatnus begadlus kevin sheish chiluk otzum. In other words, first of all, he was muchzach to die, the brothers died begadluso, but here this is a big difference. Here, first of all, you have hashkacha, and here it's his mitzvah. So those two, so that's why he, so that's the Eretz Tzvi's beer of the Nezer and Tzad to wait till his bar mitzvah. Kein ein moel chazaka shokatnas legadnas kein yesh chilu kotsum. Because in other words, there's no proof from the katnas to God. B'stavu kol she yesh eitzel avar v'al chazik yoser achilu and katnas gadnas kein yesh chilu kotsum. So in other words, we want to do as many things as we can to be mafkia the chazaka. Because if it's the same situation, then we hold, you know, by pekuach nefesh betrays him the havi chazaka, because it's the question whether trays him the havi chazaka plus him the havi chazaka. So it's when it's pekuach nefesh where mach betrays him. But if you could say that the circumstances are so much different than the previous two brisen, and he says, so what's going to break the trend is the godless.
Do we ever see the concept of hashgacha or shulchan mitzvah patter up a din of pikuach nefesh anywhere? He's using concepts that we don't normally apply to pikuach nefesh.
Right. Yeah.
I know the concept, though. That's not.
But
a
you're saying we never find.
We don't use that as a halacha concept. The pater up of a koch nefesh, otherwise would be awesome.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, but that's true. But you're saying physical difference. saying he seems perfectly healthy now.
Yeah.
That's the case,
and
we don't need this.
That's exactly what he's talking about. Yeah. Okay. So he says, therefore, so he says, you know, the other shitas, Rabbi Akiva Eiger and the Noda Behuda said much earlier. But he says that that maybe there's what to say for that. If not, you can wait till Bar Mitzvah. But it's a fascinating concept. It's good for a drasha. Yeah, it's a good Bar Mitzvah drasha about Hashkacha and the Seichel and not, you know, and how the difference from a cotton to a gadol is a whole different therefore the chazaka that he had bekanuso would not apply to gadluso. Okay, whether we pass it like this is a different story, but okay, then he gets into the next part of the discussion, and that is the following: anesthesia for a bris mila, and local and general. And, you know, this comes up as, you know, in certain situations, especially with...
with never dawned on me there was an issue.
Well, when you have a gear, you know...
No, I understand. Why should it be an issue whether there is or there isn't?
You mean you think it's pashut that it should be... it should be okay.
Yeah. It never occurred to me that it wasn't.
Yeah, so...
Feel the pain.
Yeah. So let's see. So here we're talking about a case where he's waiting till... That's how we get into the next part of the discussion. Because if you're waiting till Bar Mitzvah, so then...
You're
going to
have anesthesia.
Right. So he said that's number 13. Yeah, page 13. And for kid, that'll make another difference. So the many differences we can make, the better it is.
They don't feel any pain at 8 days old. There's no pain.
They don't like it.
You're not necessarily saying it ain't.
No, they're just because they're confused. The nervous system is not...
you don't think that's why they're crying?
Well, they start crying before.
They start crying when you
spread their legs, they'll start crying.
Yeah. No, they're not crying because of the pain. They're crying because they're confused. It's not the pain. The nervous system...
So then he says, so he says that there's a tshuva in the Imre Yosher, which you can look who we have in the packet as well. Here, Meir Arik. On page 11. Meir Arik was the Pesach Hador in Galicia.
You got a few songs.
Imre Yosher, who's his main...
That's a mother's own.
Imre Yosher is the main... Michas Pitim, yeah, there are others, but Imre Yosher is the...
He was roughly winning.
Not so long ago. You want to get... He'll give you the exact...
What do you look like there? You just Wikipedia him, or...?
Yeah.
Rabbi Shor from Barapak?
Yeah.
I think it was the Talmud of his,
Israel. 20th century, yes.
Israel Shore.
Yeah, from,
right. So I think he was a Talmud of Meir Arik. Okay, so when you find it, you'll tell us. Page 11.
Here it is.
Yeah.
1855 to 1926. A famous Galician Torah scholar.
Okay.
And even have a picture.
Yeah, picture.
Bigger.
In Galicia, you said?
Looks Jewish.
Yeah, Imre Yosher was...
Yeah,
I tell you what the Freiman Rav said. You know the Freiman Rav? Carl Zilber. He said, he was a big Rebbe. He was a Rebbe in the Satmar Yeshiva for like many, many years. So he said in his lifetime, he was zocha to meet three people who he considered nu kol haTorah kula. So I think Rav Meir Arik was one of them. Marash Engel, or Shmuel Engel, not Rav Yosef Engel, not to say that not, but I'm just saying yeah. These are the people that he met, Rav Shmuel Engel and Rav Moshe Feinstein. He says these are the three people that
Chief Rabbi of Tarno.
Tarno, yeah. So let's see what he says.
Al-Dashay lotsu b'isha now harotsu l'sgaya v'hu k'ben shloshim shonam. Imutul asas hamilu l'mshocha so b'mokom m'kodim b'sam sh'itzan abasa l'man lo yargish tzar kol kach b'shas hamilu. So he says, yinin hasam k'va haya yadu l'rabba seinu. It's a Gemara in Bava Kamma, in Perakachovil. You know, Efshel l'kto yadu b'sam, shal yargishim tzar. So the Gemara speaks about that. Word Efshel l'kto yad b'sam, shal yargishim tzar, mistama kam hasam l'tzanin habasa haya yadua. Kol pikei lo matzidim klal b'shum mokum sh'osu l'idei sam. But we don't find that they did it. You know, the guf hamila yefshel l'idei sam. In other words, could you do the guf hamila with, you know, put some and it'll
chemicals to
yeah. So he says loshon ham himol mash makrisa biyad of basakim.
That's not the issue though.
Yeah, v'lo basam sheyichre. That's if you're doing the mila with the sam. V'lo basam sheyichre mela de meshichre basam. Em yaradeya. Okay, that's a separate discussion. And then there's a Gemara Kedushin by Ratzah Adonav Esozno Bar Matzeya by the Eved Ivri, whether you can use Sam. Mute Sam. Rashi Sham Shalitin Sam Al Ozno, Pinak Vena. Al Odamil Matzeya. It's not Domil Matzeya, She'eno no cave, Miklach Odom, Elam Elof. Al Koponim Haye Efshar, Matzanein. So he thinks that Mila, that part of Mila should be Dafkal Yidei Tzar. Umed Shrabba, Parshas Lech Lecha, Yitzan Nibol Avram, Amar Vleili, Mal Avram, Kizikon, El Nimo, Bodek, Atzatz, Melosan, Asum, Mohol. Normally we say Lo Re'inu Ein Araya. So he's saying Lo Re'inu is, that's this medrash here on page 10. Nimal Avram Amar Rav Abba Hirgish V'Nitztayer How could you say that Avram was not mitzdaer? Ela no, hirgish v'nitzdaer kidei sheyichpoch kadosh baruch hu schara. So whatever you could take from that medrash,
at least it's a machlokes from medrash.
Yeah. So
I'm not sure how much you would apply Avraham to everyone else.
Yeah.
Especially when the pasuk doesn't use the lashon by Yitzchak. Yeah, that's not the same lashon.
For Nemo.
Right. Used by Abraham, Dafka. Abraham, that's the distinction. The fact that it was 100 itself should tell, or 99 itself should say that this is not the normal rules of Mila.
Well, we're talking about what do you do with an adult. That's the question.
Yeah.
No, no. I'm saying the fact that this is a special tzivui because this was one of the tests. This is not a normal. Yeah. This is not the normal process.
So he says like this. That's now back into the Kosher Glover on page 13. Shenishal begadol shatzorach lamul imuter nimshoach ha'ever b'sam kedei shalai yergis ha'keiv hachshem lo mayri b'meisuach ha'machmas mila. Right, he wasn't talking about meisuach ha'machmas mila. Stan, a 30-year-old. V'hela li iser. So the Rameh Aruch says not to do it. And he says he has two rayas. One is the Medrash Rabbah. And he says you don't find that we ever did such a thing. So he says Raya Echad Pasha Dulari Adraba Moshin Kidei Lahachbel Schar Mashmar Gabel Itzar Mekai Mitzvah. This is just
like something gives me Michael.
Yeah, Achal Itzar Nechbel Schar. In other words, it's not that it's really part of the mitzvah. So you get maybe. From Tzar Agra, so okay.
Do you get extra tzar for doing a mitzvah with tzar, even if you didn't need the tzar?
That's my point.
Do we ever have such a concept?
Yeah.
So if you have arthritis and if you lift a lulav, you'll get pain.
Even if you could get rid of the tzar.
Even though you could just lift it like this, you grab onto it like this, you get pain and.
Yeah. So he says he came in, but he said, "But you don't do the gufa heter for Afrika tzas canal." But here is a mechzvech of machmas mila, so already it's a little bit shaky. Daish nishtadel shetiskayim guf hamitzvah hamukrachas bilode atosefes sheish machmas atzar. But here he thinks that dafka you should, the case where he's saying two brothers already died, and here we try to make it that the chazaka should deploy. So he's saying we'll wait till be a gadol, and we'll have ashkaf pratis. And they'll have all the things we said before. So also should have less pain. Maybe that's a better thing. He says the reason why we normally don't do it is because we want them to have the mitzvah min hamufchar. But that's not right to our case. So he says mitzvah min hamufchar in a hanami, you should have tzar. That's the mitzvah min hamufchar.
But for this case
is different. But here we're interested to be motzim min the chazaka.
Yeah.
So therefore, we want him to have the hashkacha pratis. We want him that it should be his mitzvah, so it's megan, and then let him have less pain because maybe that has something to do. But the fact that the brothers died. So then he has another. The Kosher Glover was a big goon. If you ever go in the library, now they're doing construction, it's not the best place. But on 5A, the elevator is a big picture of the Kosher Glover. Because the family donated money to YU, so they named 5A the
Folio area
in his memory. So I remember one day, many years ago, I was in the library on the fifth floor, and I hear Dr. Lamb is speaking on 5A. So I went up to see what was going on. And then it was a dedication going on. Yeah, but he was the successor of Meir Shapiro in Lublin, and he was also the successor of the Avnei Nezer in Sokachov. So he was
he has credentials.
Yeah, he was credentials. He was killed in So he says another word. He says, "Makom acher Kasafti o Ludchos Haraya Mikol Tina Kuchorup. He says like this: Ech cotton mikayim mitzvah. Cotton can't do a mitzvah. Maisa cotton kemo masasik. Right. So he quotes from the Chasam Sofer. He says all this is, you can look in the Chiddush Otzum B'das HaRambam. Nishma lechov lo ochol. Choshev lav sheyesh bo maisa. Whereas a person took a shvua that he's going to eat and he doesn't eat. So the pashas is that it's a lav sheyesh bo maisa, because he didn't have air b'shev al tasa. But the Rambam says you get malchus for it. Okay, question what the Rambam means. So he says like this, that just like the Gemara says that Hanoah is considered like a Maisa, so he wants to say the Chasam Sofer, who adin mitztayer chashiv Maisa. So he says that it's not only that part of Milas is Tzitzar, but this way the cotton will be shaykh to the mitzvah also. It won't just be a misasik. Because whenever you're misasik, but like the Gemara says, if you're misasik b'chalovim v'arayas, like you didn't realize you're doing an avera, but you eat chalev. So, but l'maisa yichayev chatzis, like the Gemara says, because you're kein nena. So chasam sofer's mechada is just like there's a din of kein nena. There's also a din shekein mitztayer.
So if someone
that's
gets,
only when you do it. When you do
so
a mice,
someone has tzar from eating chalev. He's now he and it was done misasik.
No, to me they misasik. Okay, cotton haminul. So he says cotton haminul magish tzar. So that's another reason why there was, besides the idea that there's some concept of tzar at a mila for the kid, he wants to say alpi halacha is also should be a din of tzar for the kid, because to be mafkia the din of misasik.
So
that
we use
this
a Shabbos. If I get tzar,
and if you want to see one second, Shabbos, if you want a second, if you want to see one second, all the Rambam and the Chasam Sofer, where it is, we're not going to have time to read it now. But
it doesn't need to, because he has das.
But the Rambam here is on page 4 and 5, and the Chasam Sofer is on 7, and you can see the original sources. But just
the Gadol has das, so he doesn't need the Hanah to connect them to the Maya.
Right. But then he says in the end of the day, in Halacha, page 14, the Gadol Acher Shetzarich Lamulo Kegon Ger Umishal Onimo Bezmano. Onus of Zodon, Nochon Lakaim Divya Gomi Tarna. So he says that the best thing is not to put, he says, to follow the Godel Gomi Tarna, the Imre Yosher, and not put anesthesia. But Misha Meso Echo Machmas Mila, that's different. Because we want to be more. Do as many things as we can to be motzi from the original chazaka. Okay, so this is I always like what the Eretz, the Kozhikov is always a geschmack.
I'm saying, according to his logic, that the tzar is to connect the katan to the meiser.
Right.
So by a gadol he has das. So he has das already. It's Yud Gimel Shana.
Right.
That's connecting him to the Maisa. He doesn't need the Tzara.
Right.
His Das connected.
No, yeah, but he's just giving another Svara of to say, you see, Rav Meir Arik brought two Rayas not to use anesthesia. One Raya is because of the Medrash, and one Raya is because we never find you use anesthesia by an 8-day-old. So he's saying that Raya is not such a good Raya, because maybe we don't use anesthesia by an 8-year-old, is because, why? Because we want to make him not consider misasik.
Yeah. It's not his mitzvah anyway, it's the father's mitzvah.
Right, but still you don't want him to be a misasik.
Could be taina that the wine is supposed to be used as anesthetic semi? And if the wine.
Yeah.
It does.
Right, it does have the function, so thus we do find, and therefore...
That's anesthetic in the sense of...
It's a generalized anesthetic.
No, anesthetic in the sense of killing bugs. It's not anesthetic in the sense of killing pain. Anesthetic is used in two different senses.
It's an anesthetic in that when someone's drunk, they're less likely to notice pain. I'm not sure how much the wine would affect the baby on this, but
okay.
I rule out a possible.
In Civil War, to take out bullets, they first gave the guy liquor.
That was used in an anesthetic also, in the pain sense.
Okay, let's look on page 15 now. So we started this year, we talked about Meisrach Machmas Mila, the Machlokes and Odev Yehuda, Rabbi Akiva Eger, and the Avdei Nezer.
Today we do use anesthetics.
Yeah, Hardama.
On the baby?
On the Gerim.
Yeah.
Adult Gerim.
Yeah.
Ben Lubavitch Rebbe on the Russians, no?
Yeah.
Some suck from him. You can do anesthetics.
Yeah.
The Russians.
Yeah. Right, but Meir Arik was from the, that was his approach. Now there's a Ramah on page 15 that Sif Hay in the Ramah says last two lines in the Ramah. Also lomul ger shalol l'shem geiris goy. I'm sorry. Also lomul goy shalol l'shem geiris afilu b'chol. That.
Well, most Moalim, I think they start off practicing on goyim.
Yeah, right. Arabs and things like that.
Yeah, or in a hospital if they can arrange it.
Right. Especially in Israel, they have a lot of Arabs that they do.
Well, Arabs come to China, there'll be a difference here. This halacha doesn't apply.
Because the B'nai Keturah.
The B'nai Keturah, would take away the problem.
Yeah. So, the Taz says.
But I know a Moal who. He went to England for a while, and he did about 60 or 70 babies there before he came back in the Goyim, before he stayed in the KVMO.
In Israel, they don't.
So what do they do with this Ramah?
Let's see what the Taz.
He's not doing the Shane Garris there, he's just doing your health.
No, it's not the Shane.
That's the point. So he says, look at the Taz Gimel on the right side. The nearly hatam came shamrin as Avram Avinu omed umavchin misha hunimo sheinu manichu lekehenim. Right, that's the we remember tzavei latzil yididu sheiredo atziva latzil. So Avram Avinu is there, so we don't want to confuse Avram Avinu. Sheshemolos haakum nevatel simen hamila v'Yisrael. So.
Brings down a shach in their
agent. And the shach, take a look at the shach right here. Also, hey, ches rather. Also, lomul, kuchora, mashma midivi harav, the ramon, mishum isra mila ba'akum nogabom. Chay mashma is Yosef. Chayin baterzov, lhedya, atam, cut off. Yeah, he quotes it in the Beit Ha'etiv. Well, Shach rest 3 months. It also came from Rafua, which is talking about the Halachta, Halosa, Mimach, and Yotzeh. For also the Fosu Bechinim, of Mishar Shari.
What's
the issue? It's just like a Los Chanim. So it just means if you're doing it with Rafua and you're not charging him. Tzarech Avi Kachavim. Yeah. So then maybe those cases are not.
You can't render a service for free for another in general? Like, I can't.
Sure, that's
maybe
the.
If he knows the outcome.
If he knows it, then. It also came Yishum Rafua, Shatarach of a Kachav Machto, or also Mibne Mach of a Chayotzi, but also the Fosu Bechinim, of Mishar Shari. So, the stomach of those, maybe they would pay for the service, and then there wouldn't be a problem.
I think I heard from a Friday posting that there is some shita that if a goy was not mal, if the goy is already gemal, then he can't become a ger anymore, right? There's a shita like that.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, he gave an etza that any Jewish moel, when he does a meal on a goy, if there's a doctor in a hospital, he should always do it with shein gerus in case the guy wants to become a ger.
Right. So that's the idea of mila. Right. So there's a concept of. We know that the meal has to be l'shem geiris by a ger, and
And the question that's discussed in Mishnah Sager, Menashe Klein's son, is what is called, what do you need? L'shem Geir Stavka? What if it was done L'shem Mitzvah?
You thought the kid was Jewish?
Yeah, let's see what the case was.
What if the model was a reform?
That's a different
Yeah. So there's a truva here on page 20 in Rav Chaim Oizer. Yeah, first word in the line is Ketorah. Yeah. The nation alasim benochri shenosan einav bebas Yisrael, right? Ubach hakach lusgayer. The rabbiner kiblu lusgayer. The molim hayushnei rofim arelim. The vadori b'maimer rabbiner matzu mohol bikish osam rabbin lachtoch oktzas or lahayno tavis dambris etivid dambris v'hakach siyukol shu nolad miyisraelis umol v'tzir she'elis acheres benidu nidan. So,
this is the opposite case.
Yeah.
Before I said,
yeah. So he was a guy, and then there was a bris mila. Tamolim hayushne rofim arelim. Adavay b'maybet harabinim asum mohol. Because.
Going with Malvin?
Yeah.
Rabiner sounds like some, maybe they were reformed or something.
Yeah.
They were reformed. That's what I'm saying.
And why was he... So he says... So he says here, quotes a Shulte Kiborim here on page 21, the first arrow. Chayin hevi ha-shil te-gibor b'yivomus v'tfil ha-sagir b'fnei shlosha v'yurim shom v'divreim shemchalkim b'milot l'tfil d'afal pi d'tfil b'ina b'fnei shlosha gam b'di'evet o'milot k'di'evet gam b'fnei shnayim kosher v'tzorachim b'tamim nirin d'taitim kevin d'mol l'shem mitzvah ain't tzorach l'hativ d'ambris because they thought he was Jewish, so they did it l'shem mitzvah. You don't need a lo domi la ravi mohol. Vashem aramam sheyeshem mohol lo tovel lo tovel lo ein gash emil v'yidbol. So he says, v'dik dech lufto shetzinos again. Right, the Rambam, we'll talk about this momentarily. The Rambam sheet is, he always mentions a bezdin by geiris for the tefillah. He doesn't mention it by the mila. So that's the question, do you need a mezdin for mila?
That's just not, because you have many Mamre Chazals where stories where it's clear that the bris mila was done without a bezdin.
Right. So machlok is Rishon, but so he says that, so as long as you did it l'shem
mitzvah.
You did it l'shem mitzvah, that counts l'shem geiris.
And these rabbiner were doing l'shem mitzvah. They were reformed.
Well, the whole point is they found out afterwards.
What does a mitzvah mean to them? What does a mitzvah mean to them? They don't believe in Tarmi Shemayim, so they're doing the L'shem mitzvah.
Okay, so you could. That's a good question, but.
No way.
But in the general idea, you can question whether this L'shem mitzvah is L'shem mitzvah.
The whole point here is that they thought he was originally Jewish.
I understand, but what's their L'shem mitzvah? If they don't believe in Tarmi Shemayim, what's L'shem mitzvah?
The rabbiners are coming to do
reform Jews.
Yeah, so one second.
So
look in the Masoret Moshe, on page 24.
Jews didn't believe in, necessarily didn't believe in that it's not a mitzvah. They could be called from, but depending on the reform, it might not. They still might believe in mitzvahs.
Okay, look on page 24.
That's the Ramban, says he can't fix it. You can't have a concept of a mitzvah if you don't have a mitzvah.
No,
page 24.
Technically
believes
in God.
Misha, so this is... So far there are two...
What God?
There's two...
volumes of Masoros Moshe that came out already. I'm looking for the next 25 to come out. This is the diary of Rabbi Mordechai Tendler from Rav Moshe.
How many volumes of diary?
Two came out already, but I think they have enough material to print 25, or at least. You know, but two came out already. Yeah, I love reading every piece. But you have to know the sugya. See, in all these things, when they have... You only appreciate it if you understand what he's saying in context of what everyone else said. If you just read this and
that's
you don't know the whole sugya,
then
what is he saying?
Yeah.
So here he talks about Mishu, because this was the everyday, you know, the Igros Moshe was not the everyday Shilas. It was okay, this kind of came up, but the everyday phone calls that were coming in, these are the everyday phone calls that came in. It was fascinating. So he says, Mishu Shal Rabbeinu Odos Tinak Shemolo Oso Mol Ragil. He got a regular Mila. In other words, they didn't tell the moel that this is an adopted baby, that he's a goy. So goy, umgayim also achshav. V'shalu ha'im tzrichim hatofes dambris. So page 25, heishiv Rabbeinu shekein sarich. So that page 25, Rav Moshe says that he should have hatofes dambris. Kam tzrichim tvila. Tzrich mila shem milas geirim. So he's saying it's not enough that it was done l'shem mitzvah. Here it was done l'shem mitzvah, because you didn't tell him. And
Moshe, how much do you make the yukam? What's the gam tzricha tzvila?
You should have mentioned kain tzarech, the gam tzricha tzvila.
You can't be the dayak in this language.
I understand, but that's an obvious... what's he talking? It's an obvious weird thing.
Okay. The tzarech mila l'shem milas gerim. Okay, but that's the discussion Minister Sager has about this, whether you need Shem Geiris, do you need Shem Geiris, that's number 7, or is it Shem Mitzvah sufficient? Like based on what we saw in Reb Chaim Moiser, so the Shem Mitzvah would be sufficient. Okay, then...
Even if those Malim were reformed?
So it seems. Take a look. Chaim Moiser. So the Rambam has a famous comment here on page 16, and Halacha Vav, page 16, Ger Shemal, V'lo Tova, V'lo Tova, V'lo Mal, Enu Ger Sheimun V'yitbo, Tzorach Litbol B'fnei Shlosha. So that's his famous comment, that you need Tvila B'fnei Shlosha, all the Dover Tzorach Bezden, Ema bilin oso b'Shabbos v'lo b'yontif v'lo b'layla. It b'blu hariz ager. So someone will learn, the Shulchan Aruch learns, in terms of what you need a bezdin for, the Shulchan Aruch has two opinions on page 17. It says, kol yineni ager bein lo diya mitzvah l'kablam bein amila bein atvila, the hodos ha-mitzvah, mila, the tvila, sarach yu b'shloshu. 17, now going over to page 18. All the things. The Hodos Mitzvahs, Mila Tvila, all needs 3. Ubayom. But he says, Miu Dafka L'chadchila. Avol B'dievedim L'mal O'tovol Elab Nishnayim. Uvalayla Afilu L'tovol L'shem Geris L'ishu Tovol L'keryo V'ishu Shatovol L'nidosa Harei Havigir Umutu b'Yisraelis chus mi'chabalas ha'mitzvus shemakeves imena b'yom. So he's, so this one opinion says the only thing that you really is ma'akev in front of Bezdin is chabalas mitzvus. But he quotes the Rif and the Rambam. I feel it b'diyev shetovel amal b'fnei shnayim b'layim ma'akev. That no, you need a Bezdin for everything. Likuva. Because there is a Gemara that says Milo Tavla Lenidusa, that if she went to the mikveh for her nidus, that could count. So the two pshatim in that Gemara. One pshat is that that's the geirus itself. So that would assume that you don't need l'shem geirus. You need, and the Rambam shita was no. That's just a raya that there was geirus previously. Not that the nidusa was the geirus, but that's just a siman that most probably. So the way the Shulchan Aruch presents it is that you should l'chatchili should have everything, but the b'di'eved, the only thing is ma'akev is the bezdin for the Kabbalah's mitzvahs. And the Rif and the Rambam say you need bezdin for everything, which is against the simple pshat in the Rambam, where he doesn't even seem to even need l'chatchila a bezdin for milo. And that's where Rav Moshe has this tshuva about that.
He says Rambam afilim b'di'evet mal b'fnei shnayim ma'akev.
Right. So he's saying that the mechaber learned pshat in the Rambam that you need, because milo tavla and all these things is that wasn't the geirus, as it was a siman that was the geirus before. But therefore you need, when you had the geirus, you need all the hidurim, everything likuva. So Rav Moshe quotes the Bach and says he doesn't think you need. But Bach learns pshat in the Rif here on page 22. The Shulchan Aruch says that pshat. That's the Beis Yosef pshat in the Rif and the Rambam. But the Bach kosov, the Rif and the Rambam, ain't it sarch in milo b'fnei shlosha. And that's the Bach shita. And he says, he wants to say a chiddush. See, Rav Moshe's yisod is the bezdin you only need for the last step. Because that's in your... So he says, maybe the Rambam was talking about... He says maybe the Torah says they need it if they did the Mila second. It's not the Pasha Pshat, so therefore it's the end. But that's where Moshe's word is, that the difference between Mila and Tefila is because the Tefila is the last stage. So that's like the Makab Patish of the Geirus. So there it should be with Bezdin. And then
it's a machlokas, if I remember rightly, from Lovsky's Geras class. It's a machlokas if you did it in the other order.
Right, Ramban and other Rishonim. But if you do it in the other order, it's okay or not. But this is assuming it's okay. Well, this is just to be the best. Then the big question my Talmud Rabbi Skaidel wanted me to talk about is the a lot of times when they have a case of a non-Jewish woman and a husband's Jewish, so and they want to do a bris milah, so some of them, well, they're not holding by geirus, but maybe one day he'll potentially. So, the question whether some molim will, you know, do a mila now, l'shem a potential geirus lawsuit, and some b'shita won't.
Is there a hetter to give them a mila altogether? I can think of many different types of
so that's that Ramah we saw. Yeah. So that's whether
but
you
they don't make brachos.
No, there's not. This is a. I would say this is a bigger issue than
they
the other
make brachos,
one.
Though.
There's right. A bigger issue to do it here than stam agai. If you have stam agai, it's very likely that this person will never be put into the Jewish community without a false gay, without a gay.
But here we.
Here it's a. If he has a kosher moa,
it's a
right. Okay, there's so many that that.
Okay.
Yeah. So therefore, you wouldn't. If you were moa, you wouldn't do it.
Right. Right.
I would say it's usher to the.
Right. So that's the way that those moa hold.
Yeah. Yeah. Here, Rav Moshe has the, on page 25, he has another Shalados Isha Hiskatin Im Nochriya. So this is the Shaila. Could we tell him that he should, the kid is non-Jewish? Could we tell the Mayo she chavil l'shem geris? He says, "Amar bein mashayach lamulo shalom b'tzona minos alchem arshus." Elokim rotsim sheyol yehudi. So maybe Kedai v'chagid l'moyel sheitztarif imo b'tzina od beis anoshim shechavnu l'shem geris. So some people, permit it. Some people don't. Okay, and the last thing we'll do is the tshuva of the Shvus Yaakov. He says, it's quoted in the Pesachei Tshuva.
Why is there so much opposition? So he still needs a tefillah in front of the base to become a geir.
Right.
So why is there so much opposition?
Because right now they're not holding by geirs.
Pastor says the person is never going to get a geirus.
If geirus is only a hechsher, not a part of the maisa geirus, right? That's the machlokes. They could have it in opposite direction.
Right.
It's only a hefsher, so it's not the Maisa Geris itself. It's only a hefsher for the Geris.
Okay.
In this case, it
shouldn't be an objection. That might play in, no?
Maybe.
It's not the Maisa Geris. That's why you can have it.
This tshuva is where?
The Shvus Yaakov on page 27. Nimesh Mila Be'ir. There's a Mila. It's a Rosh Hashanah. V'lo v'yil ha'm shofar. Arachat filas musaf. Asai Molim or so. He says, Yeah, look at the story. Ish ir achas ketanash and nensu. Shlo haviu lahem shofar arachar tefilas musaf. They didn't have a shofar. The reisha, I thought the reisha, and the reisha can yell at lomul. Masai Molim or so. Kambale Brisha Dunkar Lisanas Bechol Shona Brosh Hashona Mutalim Lechol Al Sudas Abris. These people normally fast in Rosh Hashona, but now they're Bale Bris, so maybe they don't fast. So he says, so he quotes the Chumas Hadeshim, Rosh Yosef, Tam the Malin Kodim Tkiyat Shofar. Why do we normally mal before Tkir Shofar? Shum Tekachu HaSeder, Bris Avram V'Akedas HaKedas Yitzchak. Okay, L'fi Tam Zeh Hayad Nirel D'Bidon Shel Fanein, Gav Gein Nei Shlo Amtin Im Amila Kodim Tkir Shofar. In other words, if Bris Avram V'Akedas Yitzchak, the Shofar is HaKedas Yitzchak. So maybe you should wait with the Mila. Normally you do the Mila before Musaf, but they didn't have a shofar. So therefore, they're going to have a shofar for Musaf. Okay, and if he tells me, I had nearer the Midyon, the Shalafanein, the Gamkin, the Shalhamtin, the Mamila, you wait for the Mila, I'd call him to key a shofar. Achat Filas Musaf.
It's only before Kaddish starts.
Yeah. Achain Mishayba Rokeach.
He's talking about where the shofar didn't show up till later.
Yeah, normally you would do it before the Kiosk Musha.
Right. In this case, I'm assuming this was before the Tiskat, before Kaddish,
okay.
As opposed to.
Yeah. Achem b'shem harokeach shatam l'fi shashchina eitzel hatoira. So that's the idea that the shchina is by the Sefer Torah, so you should be the mila achar kriyas hatoira. But he says, he doesn't think these are the real reasons. The time Rishon Kasha Halok Shechal Rosh Hashanah B'Shabbos Gam Kei Malim Achar Kriyas HaTorah. Right? When Rosh Hashanah falls out of Shabbos, you also Mal Achar Kriyas HaTorah. So you see that it's not so much that it has to go together with the you know, with the shofar.
That's not Mishishana,
the shofar
is irrelevant.
Yeah, but don't go along with that time, Mishim lo plug. He says lo plug. Tam sheni kashalama ein malim b'chol shabbos is yom tim. And if that, if they're according to the other reason, we should always be mal before Kriya Satorah. So he says, Iker Atam, what's the real reason? Nirek Timo Shekosav Alavush. Malan Asa Achar Shekor B'tor Ve'inam Amtina Achar Tzis Knesset Kimo Shar Shabosus Yom Tovim Nesha B'Rosh Hashanah Marichim Va'od B'Beis HaKnesses. He says, Rosh Hashanah take long V'yovo Achar Chatzos V'tzrichim Lomo Kodim Chatzos Yishim Zrizim Amtim L'mitzvus. That so therefore that was where the minhag became Rosh Hashanah. If you can wait till after davening, it's going to be after Chatzos in most shuls.
I have twice been at Brisim on Tanesim, and they tend to do it right before Mincha.
Because they want to have right into the Suda.
Yeah, for Mincha, the Dam Mincha, and the Marav.
Right. So the question is that...
It's the reason Makdim Mitzvos is not there, but there's, you know...
Right, so it's reason Makdim Mitzvos, like Ravadi said, that's one shikul.
On the second day of Rosh Hashanah is very good because we'll be reading the pasuk where we learn out Zrizim Makdim and Lemitzvos while we're not doing it.
Right. You know the famous story with Rav Leibel Eger, the grandson of Rabbi Kiva Eger, who became the Chassid.
Yeah.
So they say, I think I heard this from Rav Goldberg say over, that when he was a Sanduk, it would take him the whole day to get ready. Mm-hmm. The mikvah and this,
yeah.
And they would have the mila like 5 minutes before shkia, because then he, you know, that was a whole debate in the community, you know, should we take, he's the big tzaddik, and we discussed who should pick from Santa Claus, but on here we're forfeiting his reason makdim l'mitzvahs, so this is the tshuva that discusses So right away we can. We try to do the mila before Chatzos at least. Based on the shuvas of the Shvus Yaakov. Okay, Rabosa, I'd like to thank everyone for coming to the 36th Shurim that we had. That's more than we had on Mikvos, more than we had on Kiddushi Tos. But it's a big it's something that obviously comes up. Mila is a mitzvah that comes up a lot. But very often, very often people don't ever have a time to. People know the basic lumdus about mila, you know. But to go through the nitty gritty and what's the atara and what's the giloy atara, is, and even moalim don't always learn. Moalim often just learn the trade, but don't necessarily always. Some do, some don't. Now all the shitas and the poskim of so we had an opportunity to at least go through these inyanim, have 36 shiurim, so Bez Hashem.
Next year I suggest whatever the topic is, see if you can start with this room l'chatchila.
Okay, that's a good
Don't you think? I mean, it's a bigger crowd than
yeah, so
the beginning of the year. Yeah.
Okay.
We couldn't have done this in this room at the beginning. If we would have done the first half of the Shiurim room, we would have been in disaster.
Why? Because all the people were using it.
No, because the pictures.
Pictures. You mean the blackboard.
The blackboard was very essential.
Right. I still have you. Can I keep the pens?
The what?
The markers.
The markers.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. It's a matana. Absolutely.
Yeah, I shouldn't pay you anything.
Cool.
If we would have done this from Mikvos, it would have been a disaster too.
Yeah. Okay. So, but yeah, you're right. We needed that for those.
Depending what you're doing, just make sure that if we're going to use black
material.
It depends
on the subject.
Yeah. Maybe we'll. Okay.
We could have used that for the international.
I keep it in my pocket the whole
time.
Mikvos, we needed. Some things you need. Kedusha Tos, we didn't need so much.
Who knows what next year's topic is going to be? You know already. Alright,
okay, so Matana Bechinam.
Absolutely.
Okay, thank you. Okay, now I'm going to give a chumash here now, a short chumash here. Did you want to come with us?
No, okay,
Beseda. Yeah, okay, Besoros Tovos. And, Rabbi Farr.